Hey, Pub Trivia Experience. It's Chris. You know that. Welcome back to the show. We have got a fun little show for you today. So this recording is happening on the first Saturday night of quarantine. And so because we are all quarantined in our mother's basements where we belong, I have been joined virtually by two of my friends here. We've got Mr. Mike Mott.
Hey, hey.
And all the way from Dallas, freaking Texas, say hello to Mr. Steven.
It's over for humanity. There will only be lone survivors.
It won't be us, though, right?
Oh, no. You're terribly unprepared.
Oh, yeah. I always knew I'd be the first one in the zombie apocalypse that was just sacrificed by the rest of my tribe.
Once the mac and cheese runs out, I don't know how to feed myself.
We are drastically unprepared for that.
Yep.
We only have one box of mac and cheese. Oh, I'm going to
be in trouble. And it's not even spiral, so.
No, it's Kraft. It's not even the good stuff. It's Kraft mac and cheese. It's mostly, when you make it, it's mostly powder.
Yep.
I'm confused. You said it wasn't the good stuff, and then you told me it was Kraft, so.
Yeah, I am a Velveeta shells and cheese kind of guy.
Bougie-ass bastard.
That's true. I am a bougie-ass bastard. I'm okay with that. So we have got a one-on-one game I'm going to be hosting, and this game is going to be a fast-paced game all based on traveling around the U.S. So we've got about between 50 and 70 questions. We're going to run through as many of them as we can. Whoever is the lead at the end of the game is going to be your winner. There are no wagers. And we flipped a coin earlier. And we're going to start with Mr. Mike Mott.
Woohoo!
As we get into the game, let's go ahead, let's pass it around and tell everyone what you're drinking, and we'll start with the sober person in Dallas. Steven, what do you got tonight?
I'm drinking a Gatorade Zero. The flavor is the white one.
White?
Yeah. It's like a cherry thing. I don't know what the official name is, because I'm not a cop.
Yeah.
Cherries aren't white, Steven.
You're colorblind.
I don't limit myself,
you know,
to your standard.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Mike, you're a couple drinks in already, so I expect a fun showing for you. What are you drinking tonight?
Tonight, what is actually my third beer of the evening, this is from Trim Tab Brewing out of Birmingham, Alabama. It is the 205. It's a Southern Pale Ale. Pop this sucker open here. Oh, love that sound. Really, really good.
Have you had that before?
I've had this is actually the last of my six pack, but the Southern Pale Ale is a it's kind of a subset of pale ales that I've never really had until I moved to Alabama, but they very quickly moved up on my list of my favorite style of this sort of hoppier, you know, pale ale type of beer. Really, really good. Chris, I know you're not a fan of this type of beer at all, so you know, sorry, but it's starting to get warm, so you know, I did think about, you know, just buying a whole bunch of Corona for the occasion, but I you know, if these are going to be truly the end times, I want to have good beer on my way out.
Nothing better than a smooth coronavirus and some Lyme disease.
Oh my Lord. I actually meant to check and see what their stock prices will look like today. I was going to look up who their parent company was and just check out their stock, because I'm figuring it's in the tank like everybody else's, but I just forgot. So I have never heard of this brewery. This is a brewery out of Miami, Florida. It's called Sun Lab Brewing. But this is a Sun Lab Blackout Days Pastry Stout. And it's with cinnamon, molasses, cloves, ginger, and lactose. And it's March in Florida, so this is about as late in the year as I can drink a stout without feeling bad. So let's see. No, it smells like a stout. Oh, damn, that's smooth. Oh, wow. It's got cinnamon up front, and then it finishes off with molasses. Holy crap. Nicely done, Sun Labs Brewing. That's actually really good.
That sounds good.
Oh, man, I know what I'm drinking tonight. Whew. I'm going to go back and buy more of this. Holy crap.
It's so funny. I was just thinking, like, earlier I was drinking a Cuban espresso stout, has told Mom about it, and she goes, "You drink the weirdest beers." and then you're sitting here talking about, yeah, this beer has cinnamon and molasses. Like, I'm just imagining what you would think.
I went out with my dad. We went to a restaurant up in the area here, and I think it was for Leah's. I think it was for her baby shower. But I ordered a Yingling, and he looked at me like I had three heads.
For a Yingling?
Yeah, because I guess even that's not like what he drinks. He doesn't. My dad doesn't drink much, but when he drinks, it's always like Bud Light or Miller Light or Coors Light. And so he always kind of looks at me sideways when I order weird beer. But when I said Yingling, it looked like I had three heads.
Yeah, if Yingling is weird beer, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh man! All right, well we're gonna jump right into our game. Mike, you're gonna go first. I have not vetted any of these questions. I do not know how easy or hard these will be. But we'll start with Mike. If one person gets it wrong, the other person can steal if they'd like to, but I will. It could be fun, actually. If you steal and you get it wrong, you lose a point.
Ooh, I like that. Interesting. Okay, that's cool. So that way, basically, it incentivizes. Yeah.
Strategy. Mike, you're going to start first. And your question, Mike, in. This is a travel questions from around the U.S. In which U.S. state is Fort Knox?
Kentucky.
That is a point for Mr. Mike Mott. Steven, your question, name all five New York City boroughs.
I think we've had something similar to this before.
Yep.
Staten Island, Queens, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan.
And that is a point for Steven. Okay, I think we know where these questions are going to go. They're going to err on the side of easy.
Yep. Hey, that's fine.
Mike, what spans the Colorado River between Arizona and Nevada, 30 miles southeast of Las Vegas?
I think that's the Hoover Dam.
And that is correct. Steven, which highway is commonly known as the Main Street of America or the Mother Road?
Main Street of America or the Mother Road? I actually don't know this one. Route 66?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done, nicely done.
That's what I would have guessed, too, but I was going to say, I'm going to guess this, but I'm not guessing it for any points because I had no idea either.
Yeah, I just picked the only one that had a song about it.
Exactly.
You got your kicks on that one. Mike, to help it be seen in the fog, what color is San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge?
Oh, geez. And it's like a reddish orange.
And we will give you the points. It is this card has it as orange, but I believe
I
a colorblind
sure
person
like,
is going to
yeah.
tell you it's a reddish orange.
Yeah, I was going to say orange, but it's not like, to me, it's not pure orange. But
no. It's not that hideous color of orange they use in Gainesville or down in Coral Gables, so.
Or in Knoxville.
Or, oh God, Obnoxiousville, no.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, the name of what iconic American landmark is an anagram of Built to Stay Free?
Built to Stay Free. I'm going to get this.
We learned from my episode that I hosted that anagrams don't make very good podcasting.
No, they don't.
Oh, Statue of Liberty.
That is correct.
You got there way quicker than I would have. Nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the double E's that helped me.
Yep.
Six questions in and no one's missed one yet. Mike, in which city do tens of thousands of runners, some in costume and some naked, take part in the Bay to Breakers race?
In the what to Breakers race?
Bay, B-A-Y.
Bay to Breakers race. I'm going to guess San Francisco. I don't know.
That is correct.
Okay.
Steven, which American state has more active volcanoes than all the other states combined?
Well, I'm just going to have to guess Hawaii.
Ooh, that is incorrect.
Ooh.
Mike, do you dare steal?
Honestly, I would have guessed Hawaii, too. So I am not – this is not for points. But the only other one that I would guess would be maybe Washington.
Your correct answer is actually Alaska.
Okay. Interesting.
No points there. Mike, your question. What city was called New Amsterdam until 1824 when it came under English control?
New York City.
Sorry, 1624, obviously.
I figured it wasn't that late, but yeah. I wasn't even paying attention to the date, to be honest. I was like...
How do you take these cards? These cards are built like freaking coasters, and they have like a real... It's like a light beige pink background and then white writing. It's insane to me. All right, Steven, you're up. If you were shopping on Rodeo Drive, in what city would you be?
Rodeo Drive? Which city is it? Half of me wants to say Hollywood, half of me wants to say Beverly Hills. I'm going to go with Beverly Hills.
And it's a good thing you did, because Beverly Hills is correct.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right, Mike, you got a one-point lead. Here's your question. Whose official residence is Gracie Manor?
Gracie Manor. Oh, shit. Is it just Grace with a Y on the end? G-R-A-C-E-Y?
G-R-A-C-I-E.
C-I-E. Wow. I mean, I've never... I don't think I've ever really heard of that before. I am going to say probably some state governor or something like that. I guess I'll just say the governor of California. I don't know.
And that is incorrect. Steven, do you dare steal?
I am going to attempt to steal. I'm not sure if exactly it's what I'm fighting for, but I know Gracie Manor is the actual name for the haunted mansion. So I'm going to guess it's the haunted mansion in Disneyland.
Oh, no. Steven loses a point. Gracie Manor is where the governor or the mayor of New York City lives.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. I had never heard that before.
All right, Steven, let's see if you can get your point right back. So the score right now is 5-3. Steven, what are the four states which begin with the word new?
New York, New Jersey, New Mexico. New Jersey, New Mexico, New Hampshire.
There you go. It's amazing how quickly this game can make you feel dumb, right? Steven got his point back. Mike, you're up. After whom was America named?
Amerigo Vespucci, I think.
That is correct.
That was one of those, I'm like, I feel like some of the shit that I learned in elementary school has since been debunked, like the whole thing about there's only four tastes that you can taste on your tongue and there's regions for it and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I was sitting here like, has this been disproven since I learned it?
Oh, it probably has been.
Yeah. I mean,
I would imagine. Steven, the Chrysler Building in New York and the Battersea Power Station in London are both examples of what style of 20th century architecture?
I have no clue. Okay, I have no clue what that Battle City thing, or Battle Sea, or whatever it is. I know the Chrysler Building's got that fancy top, so I'm going to guess Art Deco, because it looks like it belongs in the Batman cartoon.
Way to pull yourself into it. It is Art Deco. Nicely done.
And very Steve, good.
Steven's ability to pull stuff out of his ass continues to impress.
Well, it's well, really
I
funny.
I know the cartoon was Art Deco, and it looks like that. So,
yep. No, Steven, it's funny because I was like, if you missed it, I was gonna guess Art Deco because I was like, I can't name another architecture style.
Architecture is not our strong suit. Neither is art, for that matter. Okay, Mike. In what state can you watch the whales off of Cape Cod?
Massachusetts.
That is correct. Steven, name the four presidents carved into the face of Mount Rushmore.
Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and Roosevelt? Is that right? No, that's not right. Washington, Lincoln. Is it Roosevelt? That sounds right. Half right. Washington, Lincoln. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt.
I will need you to be more specific.
Theodore.
That is correct. Mike, here's your question. The Sandwich Islands was the original name given to which islands, now a surfing mecca?
The Hawaiian Islands, right?
That is correct.
I think Steven's been getting harder questions than me, to be honest.
He has.
Well, I should have won the coin flip.
No, it's fair.
Steven, we're going to make up for it right here. Some cities in the U.S. dye parts of their rivers and canals green to celebrate what holiday?
St. Patrick's Day.
That's correct. Michael, what island in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty became an immigrant station in 1892?
Ellis Island?
Correct. And time for a quick score check. We are at 9-7. Mike has got a 2-point lead. He is also one question up, so let's see if we can bring Steven within one. Steven, which U.S. state has over 4 times as many cattle as it does people?
Let's see. What are the big ranching state? This is a lot of pressure since I'm 2 behind.
Ice, ice, baby.
No.
Sorry, so I had to.
It's going to be a Midwest hellhole state. Something or nothing. South Dakota.
And he pulls it out. Nicely done.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I had it down to about 4 or 5. So.
To be fair,
yeah, well, that one,
it had
Montana.
To be. Like Montana, Montana is a huge state, but like they got a lot of people, and a lot of that state is not necessarily, it's mountainous, and a lot of that state's not cattle ranching.
Well, I'm glad I didn't count that one. It's like that, Montana, and like then Nebraska and Wyoming or Kansas or some type of state. So
I'd have gone Wyoming, so. If you had missed it, I would have lost a point. That's what I was going to guess. Nicely done.
All right. Mike, what city served as the capital of the newly formed United States of America from 1790 to 1800?
Philadelphia?
That is correct.
Okay.
Stephen, what is the only American state to be named after a president?
Washington.
Duh. Yeah. All right. Mike.
Yep.
What U.S. city is home to the Dolphins, Marlins, and Panthers?
Miami. Oh, you said city, right?
Yep.
Miami.
And Steven, where in the U.S. is the Sundance Film Festival held every year?
Is the actual name of the town Sundance? Or are you just looking for the state?
I will take the state.
Okay, the state is definitely Utah, and I think it's, like, actually in Salt Lake City, or something close to, like, a suburb of Salt Lake, but it's Utah. It's definitely Utah.
All right, and the city is actually called Park City, but Utah is what I was looking for. Nicely done.
I wouldn't have been able to pull up the city either.
Mike, the Statue of Liberty is made from which visible metal?
Are there invisible metals?
That's what I'm wondering as well. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's just bronze.
Ooh, that is incorrect.
I actually have no idea what the Statue of Liberty is made of.
Steven, you can steal if you want to.
Yes, I would like to steal. The Statue of Liberty is made of copper, and it rusted and turned green.
That is correct. Steven made the catch-up right there. Nicely done, Steve.
No, nicely done. I've never even given any thought to what metal the Statue of Liberty is made of.
Well, perhaps you should have, sir. Perhaps you should have.
Perhaps I don't need to anymore.
That's true.
That means at one point when it was built, the Statue of Liberty was not green.
Yeah, that's just weird to think about.
Okay, this is weird. They literally have the same question in here twice, but this one is giving like multiple choice and this one is not. This one, we're not going to use it, but it's literally asking in what U.S. state is Fort Knox? And it gives you multiple choice. The quality control in this game, let me tell you, holy crap, top notch, guys.
Is this one of your post Christmas sell cheapo games?
Yes, it definitely was. It was about $3.
Rock and roll.
All right, and that was Steven stealing, right? So it's Mike's turn. Steven's turn.
No, Steven's turn again. Yeah.
Yep. Steven, what happens on Fat Tuesday in New Orleans?
Mardi Gras.
That is correct. Mike, in which American national park can you see a geyser named Old Faithful?
Yellowstone.
Boom.
I liked how much more confidently you said yellow than you said stone. Yellowstone.
All right. And Steven, what is the name of the American national anthem?
Okay, I'm 99% sure it's the Star Spangled Banner, but there's like a little buzz at the back of my head saying it might be wrong. But I'm going to go with Star Spangled Banner.
It is the Star Spangled Banner. Nicely done.
I know, it was one of those, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, could it be something else? I don't remember. Yeah.
It's like the lyrics aren't in the song, so.
Right.
Not fair.
We have got a tie ball game as we go back to Mike. Mike, what famous building was modeled after the Georgian Manor of Dublin and has the address 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Thank God you gave me the address, the White House.
That was on the verge of being a really good trivia question, and then they just gave it away.
Yep, exactly. I was like sitting here like, I have no clue. Like,
oh my God. Okay. Steven, the Great White Way is a section of what famous American street?
Broadway.
That's correct. All right, Mike. Which American state is the world's leading producer of bourbon?
Gotta be Kentucky.
Yes, by far.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a dumb question.
That's the only reason we allow them to continue being a state, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, horse racing fan?
I was actually going to give him credit for the Corvette Museum, was arguably the other one.
But... Louisville Slugger Museum.
Good point. We love you, Kentucky. We're just messing around.
Mike is. I love Kentucky. Kentucky is beautiful. Lexington is a treasure.
Oh no, I actually do really like Kentucky.
I do too.
I went to Louisville a couple times. It was really nice.
And Louisville's okay. Lexington's beautiful.
I've actually never been to the Lexington. But...
All right, Steven. Dallas, New Orleans, and Chicago all fall within what U.S. Standard Time Zone?
I'm going to go with Central Time.
Well, if the guy from Dallas gets that wrong, I'm chugging my drink.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, no, yeah. I
Mike.
Sir.
What long road links Chicago and L.A.?
Yeesh. Damn. I actually do not know. I really don't know. I'm pretty sure it's not Route 66, but I'll say Route 66 again because I don't know.
That's a good guess. It is Route 66. Nicely done.
I thought Route 66, yeah, anyway. It must peel north at some point because I drove basically right alongside historic Route 66 most of the way from California to Nashville.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so.
Steven, what national park in Wyoming sits atop one of the largest active volcanoes on Earth?
I feel like we're getting a lot of repeat answers. Yellowstone?
We are definitely getting a lot of repeat answers.
Yeah.
All right.
You said it more confidently than I did, though.
He still had the question mark at the end of stone, though. He was like, Yellowstone?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Mr. Mike Mott, Black Rock City in Nevada hosts which annual music festival?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Burning Man?
Holy crap.
Is that right?
It's right.
I was like Black Rock. Maybe that's why. I have no idea. Yeah.
Steven, which national park in what? Nope, I already asked that one. I think I know why these cards are getting repetitive, guys. Steven, what American cultural landmark faces Mount Lee on the Santa Monica Mountains? And I can repeat the question if you'd like me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which American cultural landmark faces Mount Lee on the Santa Monica Mountains?
Well, I'm just going to go with the whole repetitive thing and guess Mount Rushmore.
No. Mike, do you care to steal?
I'm going to regret it, but I have a guess, so I'm just going to make the guess and see if I can get a point. Is it the Hollywood sign?
It is the Hollywood sign.
Woo.
Ooh, and that was a pretty big swing. Your score right now is 18-16, and it's Mike's turn. What is the name of the most powerful waterfall in North America?
Powerful waterfall in North America? Niagara Falls?
That's correct. All right, Steven, you're up. What American city is nicknamed the Windy City?
Chicago.
Duh. Mike, who was the president of the United States for the Cuban Missile Crisis?
John F. Kennedy.
What does that have to do with traveling around the U.S.?
Good question. I don't know.
All right. Steven, which New York skyscraper was the world's tallest building until it was surpassed by the Empire State Building in 1931?
There's a large part of me that wants to say the Chrysler Building. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah, I can't think of anything else. I'm going to go with the Chrysler Building.
It's a good thing you did. That is the correct answer. Mike, we're going to hit you with a hardball here. What is the largest U.S. state?
I'm assuming you mean by land area?
Yes.
Alaska.
That is correct. Steven, the world's largest telescope is on the volcano Mauna Kea. Where is this volcano? I'm looking for the state.
Hawaii?
That is correct. And a quick score check has Mike in the lead, 21-19. Mike, after what breed of dog are the well-known buses that traverse North America named?
Greyhound.
That is correct. Steven, I don't like how this question's worded, so I'm going to cross it out. Yeah, we're not going to use that question. Next question. Steven, what American city is home to the football team, the 49ers?
San Francisco.
That is correct. Sorry. The question that asked literally read, what is special about the California's redwood trees?
They're really big?
The answer they were going for was they were the tallest tree in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a vague way to ask that.
Dumb way to ask that. All right. Sorry, I've been drinking, so, you know, I have no filter right now. Mike, in what national park is the lowest point in the United States?
Death Valley?
That is correct. Steven, what is the name of the maximum security prison located in San Francisco Bay?
Alcatraz.
Welcome to the Rock.
The Rock has become a tourist attraction?
He's so indignant when he says it, too.
I know. Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. Sorry, I love that movie.
I cannot believe, speaking of Nick Cage movies, I cannot believe tomorrow night we're going to sit down and we're going to try and recast Face Off.
Oh, God, I know. I haven't even thought about it yet.
I haven't either. Nope. Oh, man. That's going
to
be...
You're not going to be able to cast it better than Nick Cage.
It's going
to
be hard, yeah.
Well, the question is, like, what do you take it as, like a serious action movie, or do you just try and go as zany as possible?
It's a movie about taking another guy's face off. You can't do it serious.
No, I think you do it airplane style, where you get a bunch of serious actors that are saying serious things, and it's like completely ridiculous.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I think you have to.
Oh, man. All right. Mike. Oh, my God. What are the two houses of Congress?
The House of Representatives and the Senate.
That is correct. Steven. In 1977, the Eagles sang of a hotel named after what state?
California.
Yes.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Holy easy questions, Batman.
Oh, no doubt.
For those of you listening along at home still, yes, this game is that easy. And no, I had zero control over it because I didn't even vet these questions. I sat down and opened a box.
Hey, that's all good. That's the easiest thing to do when you're a couple beers in, so...
Oh, man. All right. Mike, to the nearest foot, how long is the index finger on the Statue of Liberty?
Wow, five. To the nearest foot?
Yes.
All right, so let's see. I'm trying to think of how tall the Statue of Liberty is and, like, compare it to how tall I am and do, like, the whole thing. Like, okay, so that's, like, basically... If I figure the Statue of Liberty is probably 20 times taller than me, my index finger is about 4 inches, I guess, give or take. So I'm going to stay 7 feet.
And that is incorrect. Steven, do you want to try and steal?
Yeah, I got to make up a point somehow. You said 7 feet, so I know the thing's like 300 feet. No, I'm going to say 8 feet.
And that is correct, Steven.
Oh, man, nicely done.
All right. And Steven, you can tie it with this question. In New York, what is known as the quote-unquote lungs of the city?
I don't want to mess this up. Lungs of the city. Okay, I'm going to guess Central Park.
And we have a tie ball game, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, nicely done.
That made sense. Okay.
Oh, my God. Steven, nice comeback there, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Mike, you gave him one little opening. You had him on the ropes.
Hey, if, you know, that Statue of Liberty fingers is not my specialty.
All right, Mike. Where in Texas in 1836 did Davy Crockett take part in a siege that lasted 13 days?
The Alamo.
I'm glad you remembered. Steven, where would you find Ronald Reagan National Airport?
You're looking for the state?
The city.
Okay. It's in Virginia. I think I want to say Arlington, but I'm not positive. Yeah, I'm going to say Arlington, Virginia, because it's like right outside D.C.
Okay, so the answer they have listed here is D.C.
Yeah,
so
Mike, you're give not gonna... it to him. He knows where it is. It's in D.C. It's considered in D.C.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I mean, it's really more, I guess, like Alexandria, I would say. But
see, I always thought it was just outside D.C. But...
So I'm going to give Steven the points. It is in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, really? It is? Okay.
Okay.
Nicely done. Mike, here is your question. Which city in Tennessee is known as the home of country music?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, Steven got a Dallas question. Mike got a Nashville question. I think we're pretty even now, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Steven, what was the name of Andy Warhol's New York studio?
I have no clue. I have no clue. I Andy's place. I don't know.
It is incorrect. Mike, do you want to wager a guess?
I feel like I should know this, but I don't, and I'm not. I can't risk it, so no.
All right. The correct answer is the factory.
The factory. Damn it. That's exactly. Yep.
All right. Your scores as we head to the final parts of our game. We only have a handful of cards left. Mike Mott has got a slim 26-25 lead. Mike, what is the only state that begins with the letter P?
Holy shit. I never thought about that before. I mean, Pennsylvania. I just never thought that it's the only state that begins with the letter P.
For a second there, you had me scared. Stephen was hopeful.
Yeah.
Stephen, which volcano in Washington State erupted on May 18th, 1980 with the power of 500 atomic bombs?
Was that St. Helena? Or was that... No. Yeah. No, it's not St. Helena. It's St. Helens. That's why it sounded wrong to me. St. Helens. There we go.
Mount St. Helens is correct. Nicely done.
Damn it.
I don't know where Helena came from. It's like...
It's a character in Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a My Chemical Romance song.
Capital of Montana, kind of.
Yeah.
Or you can go there in a handbasket. All right.
Yeah.
Mike, built in between 1941 and 1942 in Virginia, what is only 71 feet tall and has five floors, 17.5 miles of corridors, and 131 stairways?
What the fuck?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but damn.
Built between 1941 and 1942 in Virginia, what is only 71 feet tall and has five floors, 17.5 miles of corridors, and 131 stairways?
I'm going to guess the Pentagon.
That is correct.
Jesus.
All right, Stephen. The trendy area south of Houston Street in New York City is also known by what acronym?
By what acronym? My New York geography is showing. Oh, south of Houston, SoHo. I got it. I got it. SoHo.
That is correct. It is SoHo.
Nicely done. I wouldn't have gotten there. Well done.
South of Houston.
Yeah, I had no clue that's what it stood for. I just had to run through every New York thing I could think of.
Steven continues to keep this game close. He is trailing by 1 point. There are 14 questions left. Mike has got a 1 point lead, 28 to 27. And it is Mike's turn. Which Las Vegas hotel and casino was opened in 1966 and regularly hosts concerts in its Coliseum Entertainment venue?
Oh, God. I'm terrible with Las Vegas casinos, but since you said Coliseum venue, I'm going to guess Caesar's Palace.
That is correct. It is Caesar's Palace. Steven, how many hours time difference is there between Seattle and New York?
Is it just Central Mountain and Pacific? I think it's just Central Mountain and Pacific. I'm going to say it's 3 hours.
And that is correct. It is 3 hours. Nicely done. Phew. Keeping it close. Mike, in what U.S. state would you find the ski resorts of Breckenridge, Vail, and Aspen?
Colorado.
Correct. Steven.
Breckenridge, also great brewing.
It is. The Breckenridge Porter is one of my favorites. It's phenomenal.
Yep.
Steven, at what tourist attraction did the American Army Corps stop water flowing for 6 months in 1969 so they could check for erosion?
Niagara. Oh, I know that they can turn off the water in Niagara Falls, so that's what I'm going to guess.
Yep, that is correct.
Yes. Okay, good.
Well done.
I would not have gotten that one. Good guess.
Yeah, that was like a little fact. I went there once, and that the ability to turn it off was a thing they always mention.
But that's insane. How do you just turn it off?
Well, usually you turn the faucet to the right.
Righty-tighty, Chris. Righty-tighty.
I hate both of you. With a passion. With a passion. All right. Sadly, one of you has to win this game. We're getting down towards the end of it here. Mike, what are people... Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Homo sapiens? Is that what you're looking for? What are people?
What are people? No, Soylent Green.
Yeah.
What are Pebble Beach, Pine Valley, and Augusta National in the United States known as?
Looking for golf courses?
That's what they're looking for.
Okay.
Stephen, what founding father of the United States features on the $100 bill?
Really? Ben Franklin.
That's correct.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
With 8 questions remaining, we have a 31-30 lead for Mr. Mike Mott. Mike, having joined in 1959, what is the most recent of the United States?
Hawaii.
That's correct. Steven, the national bird of the U.S. is the bald eagle. Which color are the feathers on its head?
White.
That is correct. I didn't write these, okay? Send the hate mail somewhere else. Mike, what area of New York City lends its name to an iced tea cocktail?
Oh, Long Island.
That is correct. And Steven, the Grand Canyon is in what U.S. state?
Grand Canyon is in... Oh, crap, I'm going to screw this up. This is an easy one that I should know, but I like never actually been there. I want to say Arizona. Yeah, it's got to be Arizona. It's not New Mexico. Arizona.
That is correct.
Okay, good.
All right. We have four questions left. Steven desperately needs Mike to get one wrong.
Jinxing me here, Chris.
Mike, what is the only American city where all of its major league sports teams wear the same colors? Hold on. Let me put a caveat on this. What is the only American city that has more than one major league sports team where all of its teams wear the same colors?
Wait, all right, hold on. Back up. Say again.
What is the only American city where all of its major league sports teams wear the same colors? And I will put the caveat on that this city does have more than one team.
Right, I gotcha. Oh, shit. Damn, this is a good one. Damn, this is a really good one.
Drama.
All right, let's start. I guess let's start eliminating cities. Well, no, I don't even know. Like, this is the screwy thing. I don't even know if I want to talk about it out loud because I'm probably going to get it wrong, and then I don't want to give Steven anything. So shit.
Would it make you feel better if I could tell you I can answer the question?
Actually, it makes me feel worse because it makes me feel like this should be easier than I realize. Okay, I've got a solid guess, I think. I'm going to say Pittsburgh.
Steven, what would your guess have been?
Black and yellow, Pittsburgh.
It is Pittsburgh. The Pirates, the Penguins, and the Steelers all wear black and yellow.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Damn.
Oh, man, that made this a really close game. Steven, here's your question. What is the name of the famous New Orleans street on which you can collect throws, quote unquote? They are beads and coins that are thrown during Mardi Gras.
Can't screw this up. Now I'm double questioning everything I think. Okay, I think the parade goes down. I'm pretty sure it goes down Charles Avenue. Or St. Charles Avenue. Probably St. Charles.
Okay. So I need to do a little fact checking here, because that's not the street they have listed, but St. Charles is a pretty famous street in New Orleans. So let me see if I can get a map of the Mardi Gras route. Steven, I'm going to give you credit because the majority of Mardi Gras is on St. Charles Street.
Does that say Bourbon Street?
It does.
Okay. Guess that's a little bit too I was debating. I was like, I know it does Bourbon Street,
It looks like it has like four or five streets that it goes down, but the majority of it is on St. Charles.
Thank goodness I watched a Girls Gone Wild video.
Oh my god. Okay. Nicely done. All right. We've got two questions left. Mike, here's your question. And this would actually seal the game for you if you get it right. In which American city was a pizzeria first opened?
Damn. Shit. I mean, I'm going to say New York City. But I feel like it would be New York City, so I'm going to say New York City.
And Steven, would you have had a guess?
Well, I would have guessed New York City, too. That seems the obvious one.
It's the obvious one because it's the right answer. Nicely done, Mike.
I was like, it might be Chicago. That was the only other one I could think of, but.
Oh, and Steven, unfortunately, this last question is going to be out of your reach, but we'll ask it anyway. What is the name of the Louisiana Creole dish based on paella and made in one pot with meat, vegetables, and rice?
Jambalaya, I guess. Yep. Jambalaya? Yeah, okay.
In what turned out to be a very, very close and hard-fought game that literally went back and forth, your winner today with a score 35 points to 34 points for Steven. Your winner today is Mr. Mike Mott.
Good game, Steven.
Congratulations, sir.
That was a funny game because it was like 95% fairly easy questions, and then the rest were like
ridiculous.
Right.
And to me.
Yes, and mostly to you, absolutely.
That's yeah, true. Steven, that was not fair to you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It was the same game. It's a random chance, so I don't care.
Right.
Oh, man. Nice pull on St. Charles Street, by the way. Most people would have gone Bourbon Street, but not you.
I totally would have gone Bourbon Street.
Well, I was worried it was a trick question, because like Bourbon Street was the easy answer, and I didn't know whether to go with that or with the one the majority went on. So
I spent 4 days in New Orleans 5 years ago, and I couldn't name another street there. So,
well, those were the two I could name. So,
yeah.
I have no desire to go back to New Orleans, as weird as that sounds.
No, it doesn't sound weird at all. I get it.
Once. It was fine. I'd rather go to Vegas.
Right. I want to go one time. Like, I went for a bachelor party, so I'd like to go one time where I'm sober for more than 5 minutes.
Why would you go to New Orleans then?
Pretty good food.
Yeah, it's true. I'm going somewhere sober. I'm going to D.C. and just doing all the Smithsonians.
Yeah.
But that's me.
That's fair.
All right, Mike, you are the champion. You have any parting words for this episode?
I don't know. Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
They can't stay in school. Schools are closed.
Ah, shit. That's right. Well, don't do drugs unless they're drugs that are going to beat coronavirus, I guess.
Oh, man. Steven, any parting words?
I'm just going to begin how I ended, or start in how I started. It's over for humanity. There will only be lone survivors.
Oh, man. And hopefully every one of them is on Apple Podcasts downloading the Pub Trivia Experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a transition.
Yes. Yes. Hey, no, that's actually great. If you're stuck indoors for long periods of time with nothing to do, you could do worse.
Yeah. I will say this, if you're stuck indoors for a long period of time with nothing to do and you've gone through all of our back episodes of the Pub Trivia Experience, jump on over and look up Recast That. Recast That is a new podcast that I have, not just me. Mike and I and the rest of the Pub Trivia Experience group has created, and we are taking some of your favorite movies and television shows, and we're recasting them with modern actors. So to give you a feel for what we've done, a couple of the titles that we have recently recast are going to include Die Hard, Back to the Future, the famous and well-known and loved television show Three's Company, and then, of course, you can't do a recast that without recasting Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Coming episodes, we have more than that recorded already. We've got The Da Vinci Code and a couple of others, but we're going to be recording in the coming couple of weeks. We're going to be recording a two-parter for The West Wing, a two-parter for Major League. And tomorrow night, for some unknown, God knows reason, we're going to be recasting the classic 90s action movie Face Off. I don't know how you top Nicolas Cage in that movie.
Well, you cast Nicolas Cage to play both roles.
Ooh. Ooh. And this is why Steven has not been on the show yet, because he has such good ideas that it would render the show useless. Damn you, Steven.
You're welcome.
But seriously, everyone, if you're enjoying the Pub Trivia Experience, jump onto your whatever podcast feeder you're using. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. That'd be really helpful. Also, if you want to get the newest episodes of the Pub Trivia Experience, click on that subscribe button. We release a new episode every week. It comes out around Sunday night, and we have bonus episodes every once in a while that will drop usually on Wednesday or Thursday. We've had a few different bonus episodes throughout the time that we've been doing this show. They are actually some of my favorite episodes. If you want to come see us live and in person every other week or the second and fourth Friday of every month, We do a live show out of Antelope Brew in beautiful Tarpon Springs, right down on the Sponge Docks. If you're in the Tampa area, or if you're visiting the Tampa area, the Sponge Docks are a must-do. Heading out to Antelope Brew, grab some good craft beer, have yourself a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich, smell the salt air, go walk down the area, watch them go pick the sponges. It's a really good day-long experience. It's a lot of fun, and the folks at Antelope Brew will take care of you. With all that being said, for the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
I'm Mike.
I have been Steven.
Everyone have a great week.
Strategy, exactly.
This is the part of the podcast where we say insulting things about Chris because he can't hear us.
Ha 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 ha. I got nothing. I should have been more prepared.
Really, these should just roll off your tongue at this point.
I say them all to his face, so...
Yeah, it's not as fun, I guess, if you're used to just insulting him to his big stupid face.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there's one.
I did tell Chris I'd love to do an entire episode or like a bonus episode that's just me Mystery Science Theater 3000-ing one of the episodes that I'm not a part of. Because I send him texts all the time. I'm like, how the fuck did you not know this or whatever? Like a couple episodes ago, it was they couldn't pull up, him and Marissa couldn't pull up the name Skyfall of James Bond films. They could pull up all the other Daniel Craig ones, but not Skyfall. Like, how do you not know Skyfall?
Weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I do. He says I text him every Monday morning. I'm listening to the previous day's podcast and just talking smack.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, we didn't say anything bad about you.
Let's go. This is definitely not being recorded to be edited later.
Right.
Sorry, just changing pads here. I ran out of space on that one.
All of a pad do you have?
It's a very small pad. Okay.
Okay, I guess. Hey, it's okay. It's not the size that counts. It's how you use it.
It's not the size, mate. It's how you use it. The Austin Powers 3. Terrible movie. All right.
Yeah.